My most viewed one is 120 million, so God, it's disgusting. I was shoving garlic up my nose. 120 million people saw it.
The artist Andy Warhol predicted over 50 years ago that everyone would have their 15 minutes of fame. But I'd say even he'd be surprised at how fast and wide fame can spread nowadays. TikTok is a social media platform where people can post teeny tiny videos of themselves singing, dancing, goofing around. Those are just 15 seconds long, a seemingly perfect length of time in which to engage the viewer. TikTok appeals to all sorts of audiences and is the fastest growing social media app right now. It can make stars out of their most popular performers, who in turn can make serious money through brand deals and advertising. One such influencer is Lauren Whelan, a college student from Carlottown. She has 1.5 million followers on TikTok and makes a nice little income from her status. Here she tells us what it's like to be a TikTok star and how it all began for her just 2 years ago.
With TikTok, everything changes very, very fast, but the more like you use the app, the more you get used to it, like the more you see what's trending and how to use things. People do tutorials, like that was a big thing at the time because everything had changed on the app. So people were like showing you how to use it. And yeah, it's quite easy to use. I think it's probably one of the easier apps to use. Yeah, like it's a lot of fun. Like I have a very like creative mind. Like I like making things. I love doing shows. I used to do a lot of theater and stuff when I was younger. I did gymnastics and stuff, so I was always doing competitions. So I've always liked kind of performing and stuff, and this is just on a minute scale, I suppose. I like to do a lot of like skits and like relatable skits. So like I do a lot of videos that people will relate to because they get the most likes and the most engagement, because if someone can relate to something, they're more likely to click on it.
In September 2020, some media mogul came up with the bright idea of corralling young influencers to live together in a so-called TikTok house. The idea was for them to come up with content for TikTok and other platforms. Lauren Whelan was just 18 years old when she was asked to join them. It was a little pressure cooker for her.
We basically just brought a load of creators together. We had TikTokers, YouTubers, people who are primarily on Instagram. We had a whole team of like videographers and photographers and stuff like that. And yeah, we were all just brought together and we were in the house for about 4 months, I think. It's hard to deal with, to be honest. I don't think I'd do it again. Like just living with so many people. I think we had about 25 people living in there at some point, or even if there wasn't that many people living in there, there was that many people in the house at all times. So like you never had any privacy, which was an issue. I think like kind of being in a content house as well, you feel like you have to work 24/7 because you're in that environment. It's like never leaving your office, I suppose. You just feel like you could never relax. And there was fights and like, you know, like things like that. But it was all just like, it's like fighting with your siblings because like you're just so frustrated, I suppose. But it was a great experience, but I'm not sure I would do it again.
Such massive exposure attracts loyal fans, but it can also bring the keyboard creeps. How does Lauren deal with the trolls?
I honestly do take hate as a compliment at this point, because like as you said, like when loads of people follow you and loads of people like you, there's always going to be those amount of people that hate you. But like if nobody hates you, then that means you're not doing something right. Like, you know, when you have haters, you're doing something right. And also I feel like people who are like constantly trolling you, like I always have, like I have a certain amount of like haters, I suppose, that will comment on my videos every single day. They'll go onto my Instagram every single day. They'll message me every single day. I'm just like, you're like obsessed with me. I'm quite flattered. I'm on your mind that much that you feel the need to like comment and whatever every day. So that's kind of the way I twist it. But like when I started out, it got to me more. Because most of the hate that I get, it's like all body like wise. So it's like, oh, you're ugly, oh, you're so flat, you're blah, 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 like you look like a boy, things like that would be the most of what I get. But like that doesn't really bother me as much anymore, because I've kind of just realized it's all just little boys who are like commenting things like that. So
what do Lauren's parents think about TikTok and her work with them?
They think it's unreal. Like I'm working from home, I'm doing what I want, I work on my own terms. And they're very proud of me. They're very supportive. Like they're always like, be careful what you post online. Like they're completely aware of I'm completely aware anyway of like whatever you post online is there forever. No matter how many times you delete it, it's still there. Someone could have a screenshot of it. It's in an archive. So I've always been quite, I suppose, sensible in that sense. So they didn't have much to worry about, but I'm sure it was in the back of their mind. And like every now and again, I had like posted things and they're like, should you be posting that? And then I just take it down. But like it might just be like a joke or something like that. Yeah. I post like 3 times a day on my TikTok anyway. And then on Instagram, I'll post every second day. So that might be like, it might be a hair tutorial, a makeup tutorial. It could just be a picture. So then that means one day I have to go out, get in a couple of outfits, take pictures, and then things like that. So it's a lot of it is like kind of pre-prepared, but yeah, I do post every day.
She earns good living from TikTok, but declines to say exactly how much. Either ways, she knows her worth and says she's better value than television for advertisers.
Well, I'm not really not sponsored, but I've done like brand deals. So I suppose, well, I've Beauty Bay, Motel Rocks, Subway, Coca Noodles, Samsung. At the beginning, you get free stuff and you're like, oh my God. And you post it and stuff like that. But now at the point that I'm at with the followers that I have, I'm probably better than marketing on television. Like, you know what I mean? Like the reach that I can get is way more than someone paying for a television advertisement. And you can imagine how much brands will pay for television advertisements. So I don't do anything for free. So I have, well, on TikTok, I have 1.5 million. So I, yeah, but again, like that's not, like I don't get 1.5 million views every single time, because with TikTok's page, it's like you have your following and you have your For You page. But like my videos average at about probably 300,000 views. And then like you get the odd viral one, like one recently got 8 million views there. My most viewed one is 120 million. So God, it's disgusting. I was shoving garlic up my nose. 120 million people saw it. I'd love to be like on TV, just doing presenting. Either like I know I've already like not as many people watch TV as much anymore, but I just love to get into presenting and stuff like that. Like I'd love to present like, oh, I don't know, like Dance with the Stars or something like that. Like those type of things. But like keep doing my content the way I am or the way I am. I'd love to move to London, I think. I want to get out of Ireland, move abroad, and get that. Yeah. Because everyone's quite nice. I feel like I haven't had that many bad encounters. Like I don't really get it in college, because I feel like people wouldn't really come up to me in college. But like sometimes, like if I'm out and about, I get like people coming up to me like, oh my God, I love your videos. But then like sometimes there'll be like younger kids and they might want a picture and stuff like that. But I get harassed mostly on nights out. That's when it's a bit like overwhelming, because everyone's drunk, so they like they just do whatever they want, I suppose. But it's fine, because like I love it. Like the thing is, I'd be nothing without the people that follow me. So I'm very appreciative, and I'm more than happy to like talk to people that follow me. Because everyone is genuinely lovely. I've only had like a handful of people who've been nasty.
What tips would Lauren give to someone who's interested in making TikTok videos?
Watch TikToks, because you're not going to be able to make a TikTok if you can't watch, if you don't watch the TikToks, because you don't know what's trending. If an audio is trending, doesn't matter what the video is, you can make a video to that audio or just put it in the background. You should use it. 3, if something is relatable, it's more likely to go viral, because again, as I said, like people like to click on things that have something to do with them. So that's why I make a lot of videos kind of like girls on a night out, or what boys are like on a night out and stuff like that. Yeah, those would honestly be my main ones. Again, obviously be yourself, because people aren't going to follow someone who they don't think is genuine, because a lot of people just follow me to see what I get up to. So they might have followed me for a skit, but then they want to see what my life is like behind the scenes, and they want to see that honesty and being genuine. So that would be my top 4 tips. Couldn't think about it.
In September 2020, some media mogul came up with the bright idea of corralling young influencers to live together in a so-called TikTok house. The idea was for them to come up with content for TikTok on other platforms. Lauren Whelan was just 18 years old when she was asked to join them. It was a little pressure cooker for her. It was quite pressured for her. Life as an influencer is not all love and roses, though. Such massive exposure attracts loyal fans, but it can also bring the keyboard creeps. How does Lauren deal with the trolls? What do Lauren's parents think of her TikTok status and her life? What do Lauren's parents think of her work on TikTok? What do Lauren's parents think about TikTok and her work with them? What do Lauren's parents think of what she does? What do Lauren's parents think of it all? There's always pressure to keep content coming, so Lauren posts 3 videos a day. She's also studying media in IT Carlo and finds her college days a respite from her work. She earns good living from TikTok, but declines to say exactly how much. Either ways, she knows her worth and says she's better value than television for advertisers. Lauren earns a good living from TikTok, but declines to say how much. Either ways, she knows that she's better value. Either ways, she says she's better value than television for advertisers. Lauren earns a good living from TikTok. Lauren earns a good living from TikTok, but declines to say how much she earns. Either ways, she knows her worth and says she's better value than television for advertisers. So what does the future hold for Lauren? Does she have a timescale on her TikTok work? In the meantime, how does she cope with being famous? What tips would Lauren give to someone who's interested in making TikTok videos?